I get pretty loud when it comes to the Lord. I love him so much. And that's why I always express that love to you, because it's so important to me to express it. You know, you're so valuable to him. You're precious to him, and so you're precious to me. And that's the first thing. So y'all got the word today, right, when you came in the door, right? You got a card from me, right? Some of you got it from me. Some of you got it from Julie. Some of you got it from maybe someone else, you know. I can't remember who else was giving them out. But anyway, you got the word right when you came in the door. Amen. You got that message I give everybody. I love you, and Jesus loves you more. It's a powerful message. I've seen people drop to their knees and accept Christ with that one message of his perfect love, right? And that's what I'm going to talk about today, is his perfect love, not mine. Because I can't do it in my own strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? We all know that verse. And I'm going to share his perfect love today. But first, I want to tell you about this little Bible, because we need to understand how valuable his word is. I had a man that was probably 20 years older than me minister with me at McDonald's one day to a non-believer. I was ministering to him, and he was on the other side of this young man, and he started ministering to him too. We just both were, one on this side, one on that side, telling him about Jesus. Next thing I know, that young man goes to church with me the next day. The word was spoken into his heart. He came to the church, his name's Andrew, he came to the church that next day. I had never met this man before at McDonald's. I walk into this church that I went to, and there he was. First person I seen was this man named Roger that ministered to this Andrew, and we both just were so blessed by seeing Roger that day. Well, throughout the years, I got to serve Roger and his wife. I got to help them in their home and help with painting and clean up their yard. Whatever they needed, I would help them. Well, when he passed and went home to be with the Father, all right, I rejoiced. I knew where his home was, and I got to be thankful. And I went through his estate sale that they were having, and I picked up all this junk, and I set it on this table where the people were taking money. And I'm walking around. I said, I got to go look around and see if there's anything else I want. You hear the word, right? Want. Okay. So I'm going, and I look in these other rooms. I walk into his bedroom, and this was little Bible was sitting on the nightstand. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, and he says, there's no value in that stuff. Get rid of it. And I knew what he meant. I picked up that little Bible. I opened it up, and it says, it's got the man's name. Roger's name's in here. And he got it in 1948 when he was 14 years old. Probably the day of his salvation. And I rejoiced knowing that I had the most valuable thing in my hand that I could find in that place. And I went up to those ladies. I said, I don't want none of this junk. I want this right here because it's the most valuable thing you have, and I will give you whatever you want for it. The ladies looked at each other like, well, I don't know. So I just gave them whatever I had in my wallet. I don't know what it was. I don't even care because I wanted to support the family. That's really the only reason why I was there anyway. What I'm trying to say to you, what I feel like God is trying to say through just this little Bible, is that there's no valuable in the things of this world, right? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We know that verse, right? And so we got to just focus on the things above and not the things on this earth. We have a heavenly home. We don't have to have fear of anything, because this perfect love casts out all fear, right? And that's what we're going to talk about today, is this perfect love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it really begins with what I... Well, oh, where my... Oh, I'm going to borrow yours, Pastor, because I think it's right here. Yeah. I left mine over there. We're going to experience his glory, right? We're going to experience his glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And it begins with Jesus, right? Our relationship with him is only possible through Christ, right? There's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, because of that perfect relationship. Yeah, so I gave you all a card, right? This one says, the Lord is merciful, filled with unfailing love. I kept that one because that's what we're talking about. Unfailing love. He never fails in his love. And we shouldn't either, because it's his love that we're expressing, not ours. And this one says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalms 118:29. It endures forever. It never changes. He never changes. He's a God that loves. His perfect love came through Jesus. Now, this is a card I gave out at Christmas this year. His perfect love. So it's sitting on my desk when I'm preparing for this sermon. I'm like, wow, God, it's right in front of me. Your perfect love's right in front of me. The worthy one, Emmanuel, God with us, the Word, Jesus, Prince of Peace, Light of the World, the Shepherd, the Risen One, Lord. Wow, it's all right there. For unto us a child was born, unto us a son was given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. Now that's the King James Version Bible, which is the one I prefer myself, but I also have the New King James, and that's what I'm going to read out from now on. I'm going to read out of the New King James Version. If you're following along, that's what I'm reading out of. That's pastor's choice. So I called him this week and I said, Pastor, what translation do you use? Because I want to stay on course, right? That's what you're used to, is hearing from the New King James Version. So that's what I'm speaking out of today. So like I said, this message starts with His perfect love. And that's what I titled it, His perfect love. There ain't no other way to title it. So in Mark 12:30, if you're following along, it says, I love the Lord with all my heart. This is me talking to the Lord, because that's the greatest commandment, right? I love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. And this is the first commandment. And the second is like it. It's I love you with that same perfect love. I love you, why? Like myself, because I'm loved with that same perfect love, right? And there's no other commandment greater than these. Why? Because it fulfills the law. It makes everything perfect. We look at what He did for us on the cross, and we know it's sacrificial love. It means you make a sacrifice for people. That's why I'm up here. I ain't up here for my own benefit, because I have everything I need in Christ Jesus because of His perfect love. I'm up here for you. I'm making a sacrifice for you today. I'm a little nervous. I ain't gonna lie. Because I don't get up here in front of the whole crowd all the time. my mouth's a little dry, and I'm a little sweaty, all that, preparing, right? But I'm glad I'm up here. It doesn't matter about me. It doesn't matter my feelings. It doesn't matter what I'm going through, what I'm suffering through. I love you guys. I love you with His perfect love, and I'm so thankful you're all here, and I just want to encourage you with the Word. That's what I did this morning. You got a card with the Word on it, and I want you to just go search the Word and see all His perfect love. And one thing I do when I'm in the Word is and you'll see in this Bible, I put a heart by His perfect love. Every time I see it, it's all over the place. You'll see hearts all over through my Bible, heart, or I'll put power and glory or whatever, right? But here's where I'm going to take you. First, I shouldn't put that down because I know they put it up on the board. Anyway, what does it mean? It means to let God lead the way. Right? When the first commandment and the second commandment is to just let God lead the way. That's what He's saying. How far would He let us go in knowing Him if He found no reservation or doubt but only a welcoming, faith-filled heart? A faithful heart that will express His perfect love. What would He give to the heart if He had His full way with it? You need to let God have His full way with your heart so you can love perfectly. Ephesians 3:14 says, For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is my prayer for all of you. Just like Paul prayed for the church, we're to be praying for the church. We're to be praying for one another. From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Ephesians 3:16 through 21. That was Ephesians 3:14, by the way. That He would grant you, according to His riches, the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. So it's an inner thing, right? It's a heart transformation. It's not up here. It's a heart transformation. And then verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, or think according to the power that works in us. Verse 21, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Remember, experience his glory. When we love him first, we will do everything for him, and that's what brings him glory. When we love him first and do what his word says, that's what brings him glory. But if we leave our first love, Jesus himself tells us in Revelations 2:2-5, and I got to go there because I didn't write that verse down, I don't think. I didn't, so you'll have to bear with me here. So I didn't have my Bible open to it, but I can go right to it. It's right here. And it's 2-5. And we could read a lot more of that, but we're going to read that one. The loveless church is what it's about. Okay, it's the loveless church. That's what God's telling me, you know. To the angel of the church of Ephesus, write these things, he says. He who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. He says, I know your works. So he knows your works in the church. Doesn't matter what church you're in. Doesn't matter if here or that church down the road, whatever. You know, been invited to a lot of churches, but it doesn't matter what church I'm in. He knows my works in that place. Wherever I go, he knows my works. Your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have preserved and have patience. So he's saying you're doing all these works. I know your works, but here it is. I have become weary because of the works. Nevertheless, now I want you to listen to this part because this is the important part. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Because if we leave our first love, we don't know how to love. If we walk away from the Word of God and don't use the Word of God to penetrate the souls of man, we've left our first love. My words have no effect. I can't use my words to change the heart of a person. God's Word is full of His power and His glory. That's why I'm writing power and glory. Every time I'm in the Word, it just jumps out at me. And so I write it to remind me how much power and glory is in His Word. You've left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the first works. Bam, you come back to him. How do you come back to him? You repent. You say, Lord, I've messed up. I know you accept me back into your perfect love. And he does. He never fails. I've walked right. I've walked wrong. But all my life experiences has put me where I'm at today. Nothing that has happened to me didn't happen because the Lord planned my life. He said, I knew my plans for you from the beginning, before you were even in your mother's womb, right? Jeremiah, we all know it, right? Okay. When we love him first, we will do everything for... I already did that, sorry. If we love him first and put nothing before him, all we do will be done with his perfect love. Put nothing before him. Remember all that junk? All that stuff. I treasure that little Bible. I carry it around. This is a testimony. I use this as a testimony to people. When I minister to them, I pull it out sometimes. The Lord had me pull it out and I say, hey, man, I got a testimony for you. And I tell them about that perfect love and how he expressed it to me in that moment. In 1 Corinthians 16:13-14, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong, let all that you do be done with love. His perfect love. And because of that love we have for the Lord, our God, and others, we boldly confess Jesus to others. That's what our responsibility is. He says, go and make disciples, every one of us. In whatever you do, whatever talents he's blessed you with, that's what you use for his purpose and his glory, to bring people to the cross. The cross of Calvary. It's not any old cross. It's a cross that I carry around my neck. And some of you have gotten one from me. This is a talent that God blessed me with, and I give them out to people, and I give them that perfect message about his perfect love. That's why I always say he loves you more. But my dad's the one who told me that, gave me that message when I was growing up, and that's how God wrote it on my heart. That's how perfect his love is. First love means greatest love, a love that comes before ourselves. Before ourselves. I love you because he first loved me, and he loves you more. That's why I love you. Because it's his perfect love that I even know how to love. Because in my old self, in my flesh, and I have weaknesses, I still fall short of his glory, but I know when I do. And I'll tell you, if I ever do anything that's outside of God's word to harm you or to even and Scott, I tell you, I've had moments with Scott, because we work together sometimes, and in the heat of those moments, we get angry sometimes. But I've always went to him and say, Scott, I was wrong. I claim what I do wrong because I know what is right. Because his perfect love is his perfect love, the light of this world, shines on what's right. And then he'll reveal the darkness. He says, my light reveals the darkness. So you know what is wrong. There's so much I could talk about today. There's so much I could share today because his word is just so rich and so powerful. And we know how powerful it is. He tells us how powerful it is, but there's more in here that I got to express. So that perfect love, I'm going to give you another testimony. And I did bring this with me today because I have these hanging up on my office board. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And we talked about the joy of the Lord being your strength, right? These are up there. Why are they up there? Because I need to see it every day. And I have a sign with Jesus, a man painted, who's now with the Father in heaven. He painted, and before he passed, he brought all these paintings, and it's Jesus pointing. And I see that every morning when I give up. Jesus pointing. He says, go and make disciples into all the world. That means wherever you go. Yesterday, I went to Oskaloosa. I'd never been to Oskaloosa before as an adult man, maybe as a child when I grew up in Iowa. But I went there. And I ministered everywhere I went. I took crosses out, put them out of the car, put them in my pocket, and everywhere I went, every building I went into, every store I went into, I went in the mall there, and people coming out of that secondhand store there, whatever you call it, thrift store. Yeah, thrift store, right? Where all that junk is, right? So I gave him something valuable. I gave him his perfect love. I'm outside of that store, or they're sitting outside of that store. I'm walk up, and there's a mother, and they're like 3-4 kids. I got down on my knees because God always tells me to get down at their level. They're sitting down. I got down on my knees and I ministered to them with his perfect love. And there was no, and I told them, I don't have any fear to love you because of his perfect love. So here, if you don't know him, I want to share him with you. They said that they knew him, so I that's my responsibility, right? When I go to him and I say, do you know him? And they say, do you know him? I've done what he's called me to do. Only God knows a person's heart, not William. So, but here's a testimony for you. This was 6 years ago. You see how tattered this is and how tore up? I've had to tape it. I carry this around in my wallet. And this is an example of how that perfect love works in a child. Just one example of many that I have in my heart. This is a little girl who now is not a little girl. She's like 14, 15 years old. Her name's Olivia. I still know her. 6 years ago, I ministered to her. I taught her how to tie the bracelets. I taught her about Jesus, what I know about Jesus. Then I said, now you take what you know about Jesus, about what you know about his perfect love, and you share it with somebody. I teach children to share the word of God because they can. Whatever we know, somebody else don't know. You don't have to know everything because you'll never know everything about God. He's so, that's why I say it's so rich. You just got to listen to him, right? And I got to do that. But I'll just tell you, that it was a little rough for me in the beginning, you know, trying to put something together because I was kind of a little nervous at the beginning even. And the pastor knows that. That's why he said, it's like talking to one person, William. And that helped me. But I still had this reservation about me because I want to please God and I want to please you. I want to do what's right in his sight, right? So I just like, Lord, I want to do it right. And Friday morning, I get up and Julie says to me, when I go to her, she's reading her Bible, And we're having coffee together. She says, I wrote a verse I want to read to you. And she read a verse to me that spoke to my heart. It was about his love. And I said, I know what you want me to write now, Lord. I'm going to go do it right now. So I went and I done it. I went to my office. I had all this stuff in front of me. Anyway, but Olivia gave me this when she was like 9 or 10, or maybe even 8, I don't know. My first ministry was on roller skates. That's what my first ministry was. I know it sounds crazy, but it was on roller skates in a big church with over 4,000 members. I ministered to children in a roller skating rink at a place called the Family Life Center. And it was a calling in my heart. God called me to do it. And he wanted me to teach the kids how to share. Skater, right? Sharing, caring, always, teaching, every, reason, Jesus. Sharing, caring, always, teaching, every, reason, Jesus. That's what I get to do to you, with you today. Hallelujah. So I'm doing it. Not on roller skates, but I'm doing it. But I got called to do a birthday party on roller skates. And this little girl that I'd been ministering was part of that birthday party. And she comes up to me. She said, William, I got something for you. She hands this to me. And it's sealed up like an envelope. And she said, open it. She was excited. You got to open it. William, you got to open it now. I opened it up, and there was a $20 bill in there. I said, Olivia, what's this? She says, oh, I that's my allowance. I want you to have it. I want you to have it, William, so you can continue ministry. Because I love your ministry. This little girl tells me that. But really, out of the mouth of babes comes the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that little girl is the one that wanted to minister that day. And God told me, I said, Olivia, I'm not ministering today. You are. I handed her all my stuff. I said, here you go. You know the message. Because I've been giving it to you all this time. I gave her those crosses. I gave her those bracelets. I says, go minister. And she went and she ministered to that place. And those kids just loved it. They were just, and some of them are still wearing those crosses today. They don't take them off. Their mothers say, they won't take those darn things off. I can't even get them to take them off when they take a shower. I said, that's all right. It's water. But you can take a shower with it. It's better that way. It cleans up good. It's mildew resistant, all that, you know. So anyway, I love all you guys. And Jesus loves you more. And I'm thankful I got to give you what he put on my heart today about his perfect love. And just remember, it's not hard. Just give people that message. When you see them, no matter where they go, and invite them to this church. God called Julie and I to this church when we were before this church was even. Mr. Myers will tell you, Mrs. Myers will tell you, because they're the first persons I met. We were looking for an electrician for Scott, and I went and met Mr. Myers, God already spoke to my heart about coming to this church, and I meet Mr. Myers, and I knew it was confirmed because he goes, I'm the faith teacher up there at the church being built on, or just got done being built, that new church up there on Highway 5. But it was after I gave him two crosses, right, Mr. Myers? I gave him crosses. Then I got to give Jeanette, I don't know how many, and she handed them out. Hallelujah. And I know some of you do that, and you're welcome to them. Anybody wants them, I'll give them to you. If I have to sit there and twist them all night, I'll sit there and twist them all night. I know I got a request for 100 for somebody this week, so I've got to twist. But I can do about 70 in a day if I stay focused on doing them, so it's all right. So anyway, I love you. Jesus loves you more. I know I'm probably over my 20 minutes, but I'm thankful that I got to be up here today and just love you with his perfect love. Thank you.
Do you think William loves the Lord? Today, Father. Lord, we did, and we ask in our prayer that when we came to opening prayer, that we would not leave this place the same, but we would leave being touched and moved by your mighty hand. And Father, we all felt your presence today, and we glorify and we magnify your name. I pray over all of these people, Father, that you would open the windows of heaven, you would pour out your blessings upon them and their family, and until we can be back together again as soon as possible, may your hand be upon their life. May you bless their life. And Father, may you walk before them in all things. And we today give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You are dismissed.